The country of Somalia has been racked by civil war for 20 years and is now in the throes of the worst famine in six decades. The country faces the added burden of an extreme Islamist group, Al-Shabaab, which has banned Western aid groups from entering the country. Amid all of these challenges, Abdueli Ali, an American-educated Somalian, chose to take on the role of prime minister of his country, and he stopped by our studio to talk about the challenges. Mr. Prime Minister, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
It had to be a bit of culture shock. You were in a classroom teaching economics at Niagara University in New York State, and now suddenly in this chaotic environment.
Sure, but that's my country. That's where I grew up. That's where my family is. So although it's a difficult circumstance, it's a generational responsibility to do something about it.
You have the title of prime minister. There are some who say that there is no government in Somalia right now. It's total anarchy. Do they have an argument?
Actually, that's not the case. We don't have a government like the U.S. government, but we are a government. We are a sovereign country, and shortly but slowly, we are moving up.
And we should say the Al-Shabaab has been retreating. And a lot of people say that because of that, this is the moment of opportunity for your government to prove something. How much pressure is on you right now?
For sure, Somalia have been a failure state for a while, but we are recovering. And now I have a one-year mandate to take the country from where it's now to whereby we secure the country. And then we're trying to draft the constitution for the country. Then by August 2012, we will have an election whereby Somalis have the opportunity to vote.
That sounds like a lovely mandate in theory. Given your country's difficult past, what can you say to convince people that this time you'll be able to fulfill that kind of mandate?
You know, Somalis are sick and tired of being sick and tired. We have been in this situation for the last 20 years. And I think Somalia is getting into a new era whereby people want to move on.
Are you facing the same problem with international donors and outside countries who might be sick and tired of being asked to help Somalia?
Yeah, but you have to understand is we are in this together. Somalia is the front line of defense against extremism. So the world needs Somalia to be a safe and secure and a stable country.
Corruption has been a problem in the transitional government, so much so that when the president introduced you, he made very sure to say that you have a clean record.
Sure.
How bad is the problem of corruption?
You know, this mantra of becoming the government being corrupt. The Somali government budget monthly is $1.5 million.
The entire federal budget?
The entire government budget is $1.5 million.
U.S. dollars
a month. On the other hand, billions of dollars are given in the name of Somalia. And nothing tangible has taken place in Somalia.
Where is that money going?
That's what I'm asking. No schools are built. No roads are constructed. So where all this money is going?
You're basically saying the international community has given $1 billion to Somalia in the name of helping, and we have no idea where that money is.
Not directly to the government, but they're giving to, for example, international NGOs, to United Nations agencies, and so on and so forth. So,
and you're saying that money has not helped your country?
Here and there. But think about $1 billion. How much can you do with $1 billion? You can build schools. You can build roads. You can build hospitals. And that's not taking place in Somalia.
And you can say at this point, you could tell the international community that your transitional government could get the job done better.
Absolutely.
But if you're saying that aid money should go directly to the government, what can you tell international donors that would give them a new level of confidence in this transitional government?
Actually, I'm not saying that they have to give us the money. They should not even give us a dime. But we want this money to go to Somalis. For example, if the Americans are given money, let them even manage the money. Let them build the schools. Let them build the roads. Let them build the hospitals. But I want the few dollars from the poor American taxpayers to reach those Somalis they were intended for.
We've been speaking to Abdueli Ali, who is the Prime Minister of Somalia. Mr. Prime Minister, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.